Jennifer. I got
a good day. Oh, right back at you, Dougie.
All right, 7 after the hour. Let's get started. Another day of conversation is before us. Another hour for those of you who are busy. If you're not, help yourself to as much of us as you possibly can stand. A lot of, let's see here, we have 20 hours this week you can listen to if you like the Good Day program. How much of it have you heard? Jennifer's heard pretty much all of it.
Yeah.
I have too, as a matter of fact. And Michael Fortier, who's sitting in for Richie, who's out in California. Did you have dinner with him last night?
No, tonight.
Oh, tonight.
Tonight's the night.
Love it. Tonight's the night. I love you.
Very nice. Last night, Dougie, I met Bill Paxton.
Did you?
Yes. Big love, Bill Paxton.
Actor. The show's going off the air, is it not?
Yeah, it's done this
season.
Is
he getting a show at CRN then, or what's the story?
He was on Robert Conrad's show. Such a nice guy. Came in studio.
Yeah.
I love it when actors are nice.
Was he impressed with the studio facilities?
Yeah.
The round knobs on the control board and all that good stuff?
Yeah,
he loved
it.
The inside stuff.
He was
a radio guy? Did he ever do any radio?
He could. He's got the personality for it, but I don't think he has.
No. So what's his next move after Big Love?
A movie called Haywire is coming out in a few months.
Yeah.
And very cute the way he talked about his relationship with his dad. His dad's the one that's in the Spider-Man movies.
Oh, right. Oh, really?
Yeah. His dad told him, tried to talk him out of becoming an actor when he was a kid. And then when his dad retired, he said, you know, son, I've always kind of wanted to try this acting thing.
Uh-huh. There you go.
And so there he is, and he's
Speaking
successful, too.
Of acting, Ashton Kutcher reportedly has been signed as Charlie Sheen's replacement.
That's big news. Broke last night. Yep.
And that will not work. I don't think it'll work. I think the Hugh Grant thing might have worked.
That might have actually worked.
And
it's
I'm an Ashton Kutcher fan, frankly. I just don't, let's just give it a chance, right?
Yeah, we'll give it a chance.
Give it a chance.
I think you had to come up with something big and shocking to make it work, since there's been so much surrounding all of it. But, you know, we'll see how Ashton does.
I want to talk about things that we are over. I was reminded of a conversation with a coach when the game was over. It was victory time. There was dancing and there was fun. But then the next day it was time to get back to work. So we had a celebration after the game was over. Great. Next day, let's get back to work.
Mm-hmm.
And if that coach were around today, he would tell the folks in the administration, it's time to stop dancing. Enough already with the celebration of the mission, which was accomplished. There are some issues here in our own backyard that we have to address.
Okay.
You got to pay and play. You have paid the price and done the job. Now it's time to get back to the focus on other things. There are lots of things that need to be addressed in our country. Whether you agree with the conclusion or not, I guess, is up to a matter of discussion. 800-510-8255. A lot of people, you know, I was looking, there's a new polling site. Probably not. It's new to me. I like polls, and oftentimes they become subject matter for good conversation. But there's this one poll that every day tracks the president and how he's doing. It's been this is not an Obama poll. It didn't even mention his name. It just says
just the
approval
president.
Rating. Oh, exactly, of the president. And it's been done every day, I think, since Ronald Reagan.
Every day.
Every
what do you think of me
day.
Now?
Yeah.
How am I doing now?
Yeah, right. How am I doing? That's what I was thinking. How am I doing? Anyway, I think it is time for us to get off. Okay, Bin Laden's dead. We got it. End of story. Let's move on.
Yeah.
So that's one thing that I'm over. The Bin Laden celebration, over, over, over. 800-510-8255. I will solicit this from you and from Jennifer. I have another one I'm over, or a person I'm over, I guess, at this point. Oprah Winfrey.
Yeah.
Over, 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 over.
I think she's going to have a rude awakening when her daily show ends.
It's over, folks. Not that it's over that she isn't somebody who's accomplished. The conversation about her is over the top. She's a woman.
She's a special lady.
She's done
sure.
a great job in this program, but is too much attention focused on her. It's over. Time to move on. 800-510-8255. So my question to you in the next few minutes is for you to tell us what you're over. What might you be over? And it could be any number of things. Could be stuff that we're all talking about. Could be stuff that none of us are really interested in. It could be that it's just your deal. And if it is, I'm happy to give you some time to talk about what it is that you're over. Most of the time, people, when they comment about things like this, will tell you things that are, you know, we all know about. Like you, Jennifer. What are you over as you think about it?
Personally, in my life, I'm over people with huge egos.
Okay. And who would be an example of that? Bill Paxton obviously is not one of them.
No.
But you work in an environment when your day job is to run with your dad, mm-hmm. a company called CRN Digital, which is a broadcast operation in Los Angeles.
Right.
So you are around people who have large egos. Whether they really deserve to have that consideration
right.
always is the question.
You know, I'm just so sick of people thinking that they – it's like in our economy right now, in our way of life right now, and just where society is uh-huh. at this point, we are all on the same team. There's nobody that is better than the other. It's just – you know, let's work together to make things happen. And I'm sick of seeing politicians on TV with these huge egos.
Yeah.
I'm sick of people sitting in, you know, in the cubicle down the hall from me with a huge ego. Come on. Let's get over it.
Give him a boot.
I know.
All right.
And I'm kind of over American Idol because I really wanted Haley to go home last night.
And who went home? I didn't see.
James Durbin, who I was okay that he went home because I liked him.
She'll go home next week. Give it another week.
She's in the finals.
She's okay, but she's still going home.
Loved her voice, by the way, but Scotty, she has an ego.
Yeah. Well, that's what we said. She was plastic. I said she was plastic.
Ugh.
All right. What are you over? Susan is in Jackson, Tennessee. What are you over, Susan?
Hi. I got a question there.
Sure.
I've asked everybody that I know of. It's about the royal wedding. When he would meet military, he would salute. But she would bow her head. What is the reasoning for that, dear? Every time.
Well, dear, I don't know the answer to that. I suppose we could do a little research.
Maybe so, it's an official thing you have to do.
Let's understand the premise. You're talking about the newlywed couple and their... you're talking about their relationship with the queen? Acknowledgement of the queen? Is that what you're saying? Asking?
No. You know, why they was in there... horse and buggy, they was going down the road. Anytime that he would meet anybody that was with the military, he would salute, but she would always bow her head until the salute was over. Each and every time I noticed that, I got to think, well, what in the world should she do that for?
Why does
it's
she
like
do
a
that?
Modified curtsy, huh?
Yeah, well.
Yeah, kind of, yeah.
Maybe
I
just tradition.
As to why.
So are you over the royals? Are you over the wedding? Are you over all that hoopla?
Yeah, I'm over all that. I was just curious about that, and I can't find nobody that can answer it for me.
Well, let me do a little. Let's see if I can
be
your hero.
Research.
Susan, we'll knock around and see what the story is. Thanks for the question, and thanks for the call. 800-510-8255. What, pray tell, are you over 16 after the hour on Good Day?
If you've never experienced gelling with Dr. Scholl's massaging gel insoles,
you've never walked all the way to work on top of cushy throw pillows,
or worked a jackhammer while standing in a field of beautiful daisies.
That's because gelling does more than change the way you feel. It changes your state of mind.
So I can teach my class while enjoying the soft white sand under my feet.
Experience all-day outrageous comfort for yourself with Dr. Scholl's massaging gel insoles. Are you gelling?
I'm glad I have feet.
Guys, remember when you were 18 with boundless energy and the stamina to do anything, anytime? Wish you could have the testosterone of your teenage years with the experience and skill you have today? Now you can with Progene Daily Complex. Progene is an all-natural herbal supplement that helps men naturally produce more testosterone. Right now, you too can try a free month's Progene supply absolutely free. 800-690-9738. Supplies are limited. 800-690-9738. 800-690-9738. Shipping and processing fees apply.
Hi, I'm Kelly, and I love my CVS Pharmacy. They have everything I need to keep my family healthy. Now they have price cuts to keep my savings healthy, too. Just look for the yellow price cut signs to save big on hundreds of items you need.
Side effects of price cuts include the condition known as smiling, laughing, and dancing in the aisles.
Happy Feet, coming through.
This week, get Kellogg's cereal for $1.97 and Allegra Allergy 30 counts for only $17.99 when you use your CVS Pharmacy Extra Care card. Now through Saturday, select varieties while supplies last. See store for details.
Here's another question from the Geico Savings Mailbag.
Neil from Richmond writes, if you're traveling at the speed of light and you turn your headlights on, What happens?
Well, Neil, let me answer your question with a question. If you're travelling at the speed of Geico.com, which is quite close to the speed of light, and you pay your bill online, what happens? You could save time. Lots of time.
So there you have it, Neil. Keep those headlights on and that policy updated.
For a free rate quote, visit Geico.com to see how much you could save. Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Hi, I'm Kelly, and I love my CVS Pharmacy. They have everything I need to keep my family healthy. Now they have price cuts to keep my savings healthy, too. Just look for the yellow price cut signs to save big on hundreds of items you need.
Side effects of price cuts include the condition known as smiling, laughing, and dancing in the aisles.
Happy feet coming through.
This week, get Kellogg's cereal for $1.97 and Allegra Allergy 30 counts for only $17.99 when you use your CVS Pharmacy Extra Care card. Now through Saturday, select varieties while supplies last. See store for details.
800-510-8255. What are you over? We both come up with some good things. Richie's not around. Jennifer's got her thing with egos. I've got mine with Bin Laden. Here's another thing. As someone suggested that we get over with this discussion, Jennifer, of taxes and how to fix the debt deficit and all that stuff, there's a suggestion this week that big donors like David Koch, the Koch brothers of Wichita, who have basically been responsible for bankrolling the Tea Party, and George Soros on the other side, who has bankrolled lots of liberal causes, they have deducted millions and millions and millions of dollars in contributions to these nonprofit phony advocacy groups that are playing an increasingly important role in American politics. There are people now who are suggesting that the IRS ought to be looking into Koch, Soros, and the like on both sides, and their funding of these big nonprofit advocacy groups, and make them pay taxes on that money. And that would slow down the, if it can be enforced, it can slow down all of this obscene money that's being thrown at all of these advocacy groups and changing the face and course of American politics. I think as much as I don't like the IRS, I don't like our tax system, frankly. Mm-hmm. I think it's a very interesting idea because these advocacy groups are getting too much into our face. They have drawn scrutiny. Yeah, it's all about freedom of speech. Fine. But why should you not pay taxes on that money? It becomes a dodge, a tax dodge. And so whether it's Koch or whether it's George Soros or who it is, there are lots of people who do the same thing regionally and locally that are interested in particular points of view. That's great. The discussion of these people, I'm not really over that, but I'm over them having a tax-free status.
Yeah.
I don't think it's fair. I think it's right. I think that I'm against them. I'm against all of it. I'm against all kinds of campaign financing, as you know. I don't think there should be any money in politics because otherwise we're never going to get away from the corruption. And that's what I'm over.
Rich guy always wins.
Rich guy always wins. Put your money into it. And your face, your money is more important than your face or your ideas. And that's just plain wrong. So I'm over the ability of them to dodge their taxes by not paying any. Cough it up. 21 after the hour on Good Day.
Never buy home canning jar lids again. No kidding. When you buy Tadler reusable canning lids once, you'll never buy canning lids ever again. Safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways containing BPA. But Tadler reusable canning lids are guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning. Tadler lids are made with a USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, safe for direct food contact, and contain no BPA. Tadler lids are dishwasher safe, usable with standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, are indefinitely reusable, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders at reusablecanninglids.com or call 1-877-747-2793, 877-747-2793. Call 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com for Tadler reusable canning lids, the original since 1976.
Love gardening but don't love seeing your hard work destroyed by wildlife? Then use the number one most effective deer and rabbit repellent you can buy, PlantSkid. PlantSkid repellent protects gardens, trees, and landscaping by emitting an odor that browsing animals associate with predators. So animals avoid plants before they nibble, not after. PlantSkid is made in the U.S. from non-toxic, 100% organic, environment, and pet-friendly ingredients. Other repellents wash off in the rain. Not PlantSkid. It's guaranteed to outlast all other repellents. PlantSkid was the first animal repellent to be OMRI listed organic and now comes in liquid spray, powder concentrate, or easy-to-use granular. Just sprinkle around your garden. For proven protection from deer, rabbits, squirrels, and other small rodents, use PlantSkid. Member tested and recommended by the National Home Gardening Club. Find a dealer near you at PlantSkid.com. That's PlantSkydd.com. Ask about our new vole repellent when you call 800-252-6051. That's 800-252-6051. PlantSkid. Proven plant protection. Guaranteed. Or your money back.
World.
You guys are reading the chat room right now.
What's in the chat room? Pal Talk chat room.
They're asking if there is a Dudley bobblehead doll. And then they're, yes, and then they're talking about the things that when you pull the string, it would say.
That's good.
I love Ron Paul. Mitt Romney sucks. Oh, my God, Barack smokes. I love cows. She's too skinny. Rising sucks.
At least they got my act.
Yeah, they know you well.
I love predictable behavior.
Have fun with Doug Stephan's Good Day.
The Super Bowl champion New Orleans Saints visited the White House. That was pretty cool. Well, there's a switch, huh? People from New Orleans visiting a disaster area in Washington. Wow. President Bush went to Iowa today. Really, what's the hurry? He don't want to make the Katrina people jealous. No, he wanted to show Iowans that disaster is difficult, but it can be overcome. And of course, people from Iowa are a little confused. They weren't sure which disaster President Bush was talking about, the floods or his presidency. Which one?
All right, 25 after the hour, Doug Stephan's Good Day program, a little levity focused on the problems today, however. I'm not sure how many people are chuckling about what's going on at the other end of the Mississippi River, where there is more damage threatened today. The Deep South has seen lots and lots and lots of water damage, the rain, the floods, the city crews in Baton Rouge, Jennifer, piling up tiger dams. So our 2020 news quiz question, what is a tiger dam? 800-510-8255, the crews using tiger dams. What is a tiger dam? Are they using them on the levees? They provide them with 18 more inches of height. So what is a tiger dam? Coast Guard considering closing down heavy ship traffic on the Mississippi from Baton Rouge to Boothville because the vessels could lose steering capability. The current is unbelievable. There was a picture yesterday of a ship that got caught in the current. There's not enough power in the engine to flow up. I mean, basically, you heard the old story about going upstream, fighting, swimming upstream. They couldn't keep the control on this boat, and it turned around and crashed into the side, the bank of the river. The gasoline supplies are cut off. There are a lot of refineries in this area. Man, that'll do wonders for the cost of fuel. So this is a big deal, flooding causing evacuation of thousands along the river in this past month. 3 million acres of farmland in Mississippi, Tennessee, and Arkansas are basically in ruins, unusable. 3 million acres. What in the name of heavens is that going to do to the cost of what you pay for bread or any other food? Phil Limpert, our supermarket guru, said last week the prices will go up and up and up 6-7% a week in some of these areas. So I want to know what a tiger dam is. I know what tiger...
Not a damn tiger, but a tiger dam.
Well, you ever used tiger bomb?
I have not used tiger bomb, no.
Really? All right. Mm-mm. Well, some people used tiger bomb until they found out about the salon pause. Now they don't. Tiger Balm out, salon pause in. And if you're pained, if you are in pain, go to drkenshow.com right now for your free sample of salon pause. Now we have people who are beginning to send emails along with their story. We ought to ask maybe this question on Facebook, too. Or did you already, Jennifer? It seemed to me we had some action.
No. Because that's on Facebook right
now. Yeah, that's But pain and how you alleviate pain, and have you tried the stuff like salon pause?
Yeah, we'll put that out there again today.
Go to drkenshow.com, get a free sample of salon. It's a patch you put on areas that are painful, your shoulder, your arms, your back, whatever it is.
My shoulder always painful.
DrKenshow.com. I'll go get the salon.
I'm going to. I did.
28 past the hour.
Hi, everybody. This is Dr. Jack Stockwell with another Nutritional Minute. Yesterday, I told you about Spanish moss and what it can do to spur on your sex drive. Today, I want to tell you that all these commercials for sexual enhancement for a man trying to address the symptoms of ED, as you well know, are everywhere. First, they started on golf channels, then football channels, now all channels, even chick channels. Your guys, if they've been eating the standard American diet, are loaded with food preservatives, color enhancers, mold inhibitors, artificial flavors, and dyes as a result of eating non-foods. They've been eating out of a box, a bag, or a can. Nature made you to eat the vegetable kingdom, or something that ate the vegetable kingdom and as close to the form that nature made it. You want your man back? Feed him real food, fish oils, wheat germ oil, Tillandsia, to name a few. Would you like help understanding why men aren't men when they don't eat real food? Call me at 866-867-5070. That's 866-867-5070.
For the Wireless Minute, I'm Jeff Levy, the digital doctor. Take me out to the ball game, but don't forget to bring your 4G device with you. The baseball season is in full swing, and 4G can truly enhance your game day experience. Whether you're a diehard baseball fan or a casual fan just looking for a distraction at the game, Sprint 4G and its apps can help. Here's Dave Moline for Sprint 4G.
4G is the perfect companion when you go to see your favorite baseball team play. If you're lucky enough to play hooky from work to see a day game, make sure you use Sprint 4G's lightning-fast connection to real-time video chat with your friends and brag a little that you're hanging out in the sun at the ballpark. Show them what they're missing. And for those diehard baseball fans that just have to stay on top of scores from around the league, the Google Scoreboard app lets you scroll through updated scores and can even notify you when your favorite team scores a run.
To learn more, visit Sprint.com/4G. Coverage not available everywhere. Sprint 4G network reaches over 70 markets and counting on select devices.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you, too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Spring and a new growing season are here. Plan a healthy garden easy and fast with OrganicaSeed.com. Easy because OrganicaSeed.com offers one of the largest online selections of organic, heirloom, non-hybrid, and untreated seeds, as well as tobacco and cotton seeds at low prices. Go to OrganicaSeed.com, spelled OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com. Remember, OrganicaSeed is healthy seed.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Now 33 after the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program, Friday. What's new at DougSteffen.com? There's a new trend in modern jewelry, a pairing of precious metals with cat hair.
Ew. Yeah. Sometimes I do that on my clothes by accident.
The practice of being prepared is what today is all about. You're coming prepared to your job today, right?
Yes.
You're competent. You're going to find yourself accomplishing what you want to do, right?
Doing
which
my
is
best.
Make it through Friday so you have the weekend. Rah rah, shish kumba. Are you confident that you'll do things today that you 10 years ago, 5 years ago, never dreamed you'd be able to do? Do you have a discovery zone in your reality? Do you know your power? Have you discovered powers you never knew existed? Most of us in our lives find a point at which we overcome a number of things that slow us down or keep us, they affect, I guess, our confidence. And in order to be successful, you got to feel confident.
Mm-hmm.
There's a little Bach, B-A-C-H. They have those little, the essence of flowers. They come in liquid form.
Yeah, and oils and things.
Yeah, right, exactly. Uh-huh. There's one that they have for courage. And I suggest that if you don't have great courage and you need all of the help you can get, you might go to the health store, the Whole Foods.
Are you suggesting
store.
We drink for courage?
Yeah, well, yeah. You can have a little drop, I'll do you. As it were. It's amazing what that stuff does. Half of the battle that you face every day is having the conviction, the courage. You've heard that, the courage of your convictions. You know that story.
Mm-hmm.
You have the courage of your convictions, you can accomplish what you undertake. Confidence, a great thing. It's a good word, a C word. Confidence is the result of constant work and dedication. You get nowhere. In my life, I have figured out you get nowhere without it. And so if you're not really, people can say, well, you're a failure at this or a failure. Okay, so that means I wasn't committed to it. With my marriage, for example, I was too young, didn't get it. I understand now how important that woman is to me in my life. Don't want to be married to her. Don't want to have, I am intimate with her in a number of ways, but not physically. I care about her. But I didn't get it when I was 22 years old. I didn't get anything.
Mm-hmm.
I'm supposed to be working, providing, helping, and I thought my role, as I followed my father's model, was to work all the time or be gone. And I didn't work for us as kids. My father, not being around most of the time, didn't help us. So why didn't I think about it that way when I was looking at those two beautiful children I have? I don't know. And I got slapped around a little bit a number of ways over the years to coming around and thinking that the priorities were screwed up. How many of you have screwed up priorities?
I think lots of us do.
Yeah. And that's sort of back to our fascination with all of this stuff. What I asked earlier, if just joining us, what you're over. We came up with a number of things from the political world, from the, I guess we would say, the celebrity world. And so what are you over? 800-510-8255. What have you had enough of? I don't know if that's good English. Of what have you had enough?
What are you so over?
Over. 800-510-8255. Okay, we're getting clean up stuff here. 2020 news quiz question. Focusing on what's going on with the bad weather, the rising Mississippi, what is a tiger dam? I've asked that for the swell prize. If you know, if you're listening in that area or you've seen or know of the use of tiger dams, nothing mysterious about them. It's just a term used for what? What are they? I want you to identify them. Get a one of our Doug Steffen prizes. We always have our 2020
our swell prize.
News. Yeah, we have swell prizes. Yes, exactly. 2020 means we ask the question around 20 past the hour and want to get the information and the answer before 20 before the next hour. So what is a tiger dam, s'il vous plaît? 800-510-8255. We had a call from a lady named Susan a few minutes ago who wanted to know when we were talking about things that are over. She said she was over the Royals. Mm-hmm. And then she went on to ask a question, which Jennifer has now found the answer to.
I did research. She was wondering why Prince William would salute the army people, the military people, when they were on their little en route to their wedding.
And, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And Kate would bow her head. And so there was one that said because she's a lesser royal that she had to bow her head. But I think the answer that I'm seeing more of and what seems to make more sense is that a salute in British history and Commonwealth tradition, it's a compliment. So you must be in uniform and wearing a hat to salute. If you aren't, you bow your head. And if you are on your march, you check your arms. And that's your answer. So she wasn't in uniform, so she bowed her head in respect of all the people that had lost in the tradition of the military.
Wow, that's good.
That's kind of cool, right?
Yeah, it is cool. Yep, absolutely.
There you go. I think that one makes
stupendous
more sense.
Stupendous work on your part, Jennifer.
No problem.
800-510-8255. May I be honest? I'm always honest. I shouldn't ask that question, but
you were almost
I'm asking
it.
I didn't use the word shouldn't either. I said I was over the killing of Bin Laden. That doesn't mean that I'm not interested in the interviews that are going on right now with the widows of Bin Laden. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, all of his widows.
Oh, but you know the line in the legal dramas, can we consider this witness hostile, Your Honor?
Yes.
Apparently these women are, they've been taken into protective custody. They are hostile toward the Americans. Oh, gee, I wonder why.
Yeah.
Yeah. So there are a couple of U.S. officials who are there with the Pakistanis who are in. The Pakistanis have given us permission to talk to the wives to find out more information, I guess, right? They want to find out where the jihadists, is that the right way of pronouncing it? Jihadists are. And the we have a number on the Al-Qaeda most wanted list. And so we're speaking to the wives about what they know. But they're not particularly cooperative.
I heard that one of his sons wants to sue America for killing Osama.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, come on. Help yourself.
Yeah, good luck with that.
So, yeah, where are you going to sue us? In
right.
your Pakistani courts? Kangaroo court? 800-510-8255. Dan was listening to the program yesterday when we were doing limericks.
Ooh.
He's in Cross Plains, Texas. Hi, Dan.
Hi, Doug. Fellow dairyman once upon a time.
I was or you were?
I was.
I still am.
Yes, I know you are. I'm very proud of you.
Thank you, and I'm proud of you, too, for having done
May
that,
I...
been there, done that.
Okay, let me lay this on you and see what you think. It's clean, of course.
Uh-huh.
There once was a man named Barack who used lies as his common stock. Hmm. But when the 2012 election came around, little Barack went down, and like a good Christian, he up and moved to Iraq.
That's pretty bad, Dan.
I thought it was great.
I thought it was great. All right.
Did you make that yourself?
Of course. I'm a poet.
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
And the old don't know it.
And you didn't know it.
You know what's good about you, Dan? You are you're a dairy guy. That's what's good about you. But
you're a good poet, too.
Yeah. Okay.
Yes, you are.
You're convinced of that, and congratulations. Thanks for the call. 800.
I think he's been taking some of that confidence.
Maybe. Right. It's okay.
No, that was cute.
All right. Tiger dams. Here's James in Florida. All right. Tiger dams. What do you have, James?
It's the first thing Tiger Woods' mom said when she found out he was cheating on his wife.
Tiger dam.
Well, everybody's a comedian today. Yeah, that's actually a pretty good line, but not what a tiger dam is. All right, James.
Figure so. All right, thanks.
Yvonne, hello. Are you being a comedian today, or are you going to play this straight?
I'm going to play it straight.
All right. What is a tiger dam?
It's what you were saying earlier. You said A or B, and I would say it's the one that that you said it was 18 inches above or something like that.
I did?
Yeah.
Anybody else hear me say that?
I never listened to you, so I don't know.
All right. Michael, did I say that? I don't remember saying that.
Don't remember.
You were saying something about that. It was, you said A something and then B something, and I would say it's the one that...
No, I was talking about going to the Chinese restaurant and taking one from column A and one from column B. I wasn't really saying that. I have no idea what you're talking about, sweetheart. Here's John in Owensboro, Kentucky on Good Day. Hi, John.
Hey, good morning. How are you?
Well, sir. How about you?
I'm doing well also. Thank you.
Good to hear. All right, so what's a tiger dam? This is a hard question for people.
It is.
Yeah. It is it's a like a giant rubber bladder filled with water, and it acts as like sandbags do. You can put it on top of sandbags.
Now, the lady, okay, I get what this lady just heard me say. I said that the tiger dam was usually 18 inches or more in height. And now that's rubbering around in my mind, and so maybe that was what she was saying about me with a focus on 18 inches. These rubber tubes, if you will, that are called tiger dams, as you've described them, John, are filled with water and they are put on top of the levees, and there apparently are miles and miles of them at the moment. Have you seen pictures of these, John?
Yes, I have actually.
Ever used them or had to use them in any flood circumstance you were around?
No, I haven't. I just got curious about the floods a couple of days ago and on the internet and searching around, just happened to see it.
Yeah. Well, that's a good thing because now you have a swell Doug Steffen prize coming to you, John. Is that a good deal?
All right. Thank you. I appreciate
You're
that.
You're welcome. I appreciate
good
your
job.
Calling. Have a good weekend. Thank you. Hold on. Yeah, the tiger dams are these long tubes, Jennifer. They actually look like tire tubes, but you know they're not circular. They are... just long tubes that are stretched out, and they fill them with water. And that's how they stop they hope to stop anyway, some of the water from coming up over the edge. Again, they're 25, 30, 40 feet in some areas over. The Mississippi River is 3 miles wide in certain areas of Mississippi and north of there in Arkansas. It's a mess. Unbelievable mess. So, and the rain, I'm not sure what the forecast is in these areas for the weekend.
If it's going to dry, yeah.
Yeah, let's hope. We have a hold of good thoughts for all in that area. I think that's what we need to be holding. Doug and Jennifer, 15 before the hour. Night skin cream is the absolute best way for you, whether you're a man or a woman, to look younger. Your face is the focus. You hear me talking all the time about these two ingredients. Actually, you hear me talking about three coming from the same company. I tend to put Tautinol and Night Skin together because they are the daytime and nighttime treatments for your skin. And then there is Lumiton, that is good for... Lumiton is probably something you put on the... I had an axle on my trailer brake last night.
Ooh.
And I was thinking of what we needed to do to keep this from happening, and I noticed that it was not lubricated well. So And there's a product that we use called Lubra-All, and it hasn't been used.
Kind of
this,
the same idea, adding moisture to something, right?
Lumiton, Lubra, what Lumiton does and what these other things do are basically hydrate and make the areas of your face that are problem areas, they loosen them up a little bit. And that's what happens when, in some circumstances, you want your skin protected and tightened up. That's what Tautinol is all about. Protects you against wrinkles by protecting your skin from the sun and the wind and all the things that you encounter during the daytime. So you got to have Tautinol. It's guaranteed to strengthen and repair your skin's barrier to all the things that are out there. You get a 30-day money-back guarantee, by the way, with all of these products from New Vitality. So Night Skin is good for nighttime replenishment. It's great, really, really good. The natural collagen in it helps to moisturize your skin. So you put Night Skin on at night, Tautinol on in the daytime. So now after all this, you want to know how to get these, right? Pretty simple. You can get a free bottle of Night Skin right now by calling 800-607-7078. By getting a full facial while you sleep, 800-607-7078. Order that And also the Totenaut. You get a free bottle of that if you buy a couple of bottles. It supports you. Use a little bit more of that anyway because you want to have your – I don't put it on thick like lather, but you do need to put a lot of it on. And it's good aftershave too. 800-607-7078. You pay just shipping and handling for Night Skin. Get the deal on Totenaut also. Look younger. Feel better. Protect your skin. 800-607-7078.
Women move the world, and Caltrate helps move them.
I asked my gram to sponsor me in her walkathon.
And I said, okay, but she'd have to sponsor me back, because I'm walking too.
Caltrate provides the essential calcium that helps keep bones strong and muscles moving. Caltrate gives us 1,200 milligrams of calcium and 800 IU of vitamin D.
We'll do the full 5 miles.
And do it together.
Caltrate helps women keep moving, because women move the world.
Wearing glasses with Crizal lenses can make a big difference in your vision. Neither the teeming rains of India, nor the snows of Kilimanjaro, nor the glare of the paparazzi at a Hollywood opening can keep your lenses from giving you the clearest vision possible. For no-glare lenses with great water, dirt, dust, scratch, and smudge resistance, choose Crizal. Live life in the clear. That's C-R-I-Z-A-L. Crizal. Ask for them at your eye care professional.
Could switching to Geico really save you 15% or more on car insurance? If a tree falls in the forest and no one is around, does it make a noise? Yep.
Be like the 4 million who switched to Geico last year, and you too could start saving money. For a free rate quote, visit geico.com to see how much you could save. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Find your magic at Macy's Super Saturday Sale with all-day specials Friday and Saturday. All 14-karat gold earrings now 65% off. Van Heusen and Via Europa Wovens just $17.99. Clearance bras and panties only $2.99 to $6.99. A new Tools of the Trade 24-piece cookware set just $49.99. And all 7-piece jacquard or embroidered comforter sets are $69.99. Macy's Super Saturday Sale. Savings on regular sale and clearance prices. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
All right, so you thought I was kidding, Jennifer, about this new trend in jewelry. The cat has literally dragged this in. You've got your cat there at home with you.
I do.
You might
want to
check this out at DougStephan.com. This thing has gone completely viral. If you look around, this it's crazy. Heidi Abramson was on the Today Show, and it was this story that I saw on Today.com, and it's at DougStephan.com today. There's a fervor, if you get the joke, a fervor. Interest in this cat hair bling thing. Modern jewelry. She has a studio. This lady has a studio in Phoenix. She says that she's a cat fancier, and she decided that this would be something she thought she could market. The Bon Marché, the Burberrys of London, they have exhibited her work. Also in Paris, she's a silversmith, collector of mid-century modern jewelry. She's sort of surprised it took cat hair, actually, to put her on the map. So she says, the picture is there, excuse me, at DougStephan.com, of balls of cat hair, cat fur, that have been made into jewelry. You think that if you're allergic to cats, obviously,
it's
not going to work too well. 59 after on Good Day.
As many people know, ever since President Nixon took us off the gold standard, the U.S. dollar has been devaluating. What people don't know, however, is how this directly affects your personal finances. Is there a way to protect your portfolios from losing value? The answer to all of this is gold and silver. They both have maintained their purchasing power for 6,000 years. If you had $100,000 in cash and $100,000 in gold and silver back in 1913 and kept them until now, your cash would have the buying power of only $4,800. But your gold and silver would have the buying power of $3 million. The answer to protecting your assets is simple. Call John Ballman today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Get all your questions answered before your money is worth a zero. Call 1-800-686-2237. 1-800-2237, extension 169. Take action today while we still accept paper dollars for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 169.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you need MyPillow. Guaranteed to be the most comfortable pillow you will ever own. Using a patented fill, MyPillow adjusts to your exact individual needs by gently supporting your head, shoulders, and neck. MyPillow has a natural built-in cooling effect, keeping your cervical nerves cool, giving you the best sleep of your life. MyPillow will never go flat and relieves snoring, migraines, sleep apnea, fibromyalgia, and many other disorders. It's antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, and best of all, machine washable and dryable. MyPillow is made in the USA, has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau, comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and an industry-leading 10-year warranty. Order today at MyPillow.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. What do you have to lose except poor sleep? MyPillow.com, the most comfortable pillow you will ever own, guaranteed.
Now, 53 past the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Is your dog, your cat lurking around? Are they right under you? Charlotte is lurking around, Jennifer, looking for the way out. It's morning poop time. Amazing how dogs and animals, generally speaking, are so reliable, they're so punctual, they're so predictable in that sense. It's really kind of cool. Okay, it's 6 o'clock, got to go outside. One of those things. And I guess people, is it true that as we get older, we become more like that? Do you think? I haven't noticed my life to be like that. I mean, in certain circumstances, I suppose. But do you feel like your life as you get older, there are some things that you just want to do at the same time in the same way every day?
Yes, yeah. Your routine.
Yeah, I suppose. Maybe, whatever.
My grandparents used to go to the bathroom, forget my drift,
yeah.
Every day at 9 a.m.
Right.
Whether they had to or not,
together?
They'd just sit there and wait.
Together?
No, they take turns. They space it out a little.
All right. Okay, well, here we are, folks, covering the news of another great American day here on Good Day. Guess what member of the White House staff has just published an e-book? An e-book. Member of the White House staff has published a new one. Alex Goldfein, our technology tailor, will reveal the author's name and how it works up next here on Good Day.
Wearing glasses with Crizal lenses can make a big difference in your vision. Neither the sandstorms of the Mojave Desert, nor the dust and dirt of a Texas rodeo, nor the glare of the bright lights of Broadway can keep you from having the clearest vision possible. For no-glare lenses with great water, dirt, dust, scratch, and smudge resistance, choose Crizal. Live life in the clear. That's C-R-I-Z-A-L. Crizal. Ask for them at your eye care professional.
Now, the Technology Tailor Minute. Here's Alex Goldfein.
New York Times technology columnist David Polk blogs about a new iPhone and iPad ebook this week. But not just any ebook. This is Al Gore's ebook. That's right. The book is called Our Choice. It costs $5, and it's about solutions to global warming. Polk describes the book as, quote, vintage Gore, persuasive, careful, reasoned, and filled with laymanized recaps of recent scientific research, close quote. Then Polk gets into the technology. Laid out like a book, it has 400 photos, illustrations, and charts. Each visual is interactive. Tap a corner of a photo and see where it was taken on a globe. Touch a bar chart and it explodes into smaller bars, detailing the data that makes up the bigger bars. Some of the illustrations become narrated animations. It's great to see electronic books beginning to take advantage of new platforms. The question is, do we want to read large interactive apps like this? This is really much more of an experience than a book. I'm Alex Goldfein.
Here's another question from the Geico Savings Mailbag.
Heather from Bakersfield writes, how do you feel about rain? Well, Heather, if you're talking about the downpour of savings people are getting on their motorcycle insurance with Geico, then I love it.
It's quite literally a money monsoon.
Ooh, a late afternoon cash shower.
And those riders who combine their motorcycle and auto insurance will have an even higher chance of savings cloudbursts.
Now, the only kind of rain I don't like is the wet kind. Humidity makes my hair frizz.
Call Geico or visit geico.com today to see how much our multi-policy discount could save you.
All right, Al Gore has a new... you'd expect he's a technical kind of geeky guy, wasn't he, Jennifer?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So
he invented the Internet.
Surprised. Yeah, I heard that, as a matter of fact. Speaking of things that we've heard this week from the world of technology, Sony announced it experienced another security breach. In addition to the PlayStation Network hack, there's a message on the Sony Online Entertainment website this past Monday or Tuesday. It said cyber attackers have entered the SOE servers and gained access to personal data from 25 million customers. Swell. They also likely stole 23,000 credit card numbers and bank accounts. Wonderful.
Yeah.
Remember the PlayStation breach was a week or so ago? Compromised the personal information of 77 million people. Why would you want to do this? Why would you? Why would you want to be playing these games and put yourself at risk like this? Unless you just don't know.
Right.
I wouldn't have anything to do with any of these things. Roberta and I are nuts about
it. You are very nuts about this.
my credit card information or putting that stuff on there. I don't trust these things.
Most sites are trustworthy.
How do you figure a site like this, the 25 million customers' accounts can be accessed?
I know.
Stealing
but nothing happened.
Tens of thousands of credit card numbers?
I got a ton of letters saying my account had been accessed by Experian or whatever it was.
And really?
Nothing happened so far. You just got to keep your eyes open. You have to be diligent.
Email from Daniel Lee, who writes, Doug, a lot of people build their own PC. My 14-year-old son put together one in a few days with parts I ordered from Amazon. No big deal. Could that be why PC sales are down? I was talking about that earlier this week.
Mm-hmm.
The iPad 2, maybe is that an influencer in all of this as well? Dan asked some good questions. I don't know enough about it to be able to give you an intelligent answer. That doesn't mean I won't come up with an answer. It just may not be too intelligent. That's
I'll think about it.
All right. It's guys and girls time at 59 past the hour on Good Day.